And we can see the tragedy of Africa in the first few bars here. Growth was negative. People were actually getting poorer than their parents, and sometimes even poorer than their grandparents had been. But at the end of the 20th century, the beginning of the 21st century, we saw growth in Africa. And I think, as you'll see, there's reasons for optimism, because I believe that the best is yet to come. Now, why? On the cutting edge today, it's new ideas which are driving growth. And by that I mean it's products for which the research and development costs are really high and the manufacturing costs are low. More than ever before, it is these types of ideas which are driving growth on the cutting edge. Now, ideas have this amazing property. Thomas Jefferson, I think, really expressed this quite well. He said, "He who receives an idea from me receives instruction himself without lessening mine, as he who lights his candle at mine receives light without darkening me." Or to put it slightly differently, one apple feeds one man, but an idea can feed the world. Now, this is not new. This is practically not new to TEDsters. This is practically the motto of TED. But what is new is that the greater function of ideas is going to drive growth and is even more than ever before. This provides a reason why trade and globalization are even more important, more powerful than ever before, and are going to increase growth more than ever before.